Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So I got FL Science. And by the way, I FL that website. Uh-huh. I was looking at it the other day, and there was a story of a 40-foot-long snake that existed, you know, millions of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Burn it down.
Titan boa, the biggest snake to ever exist, apparently.
40 foot?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But non-venomous. They think it was like a a boa constrictor.
Yeah, but it was still strangle your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They killed its prey, apparently. They surmised the same way that a boa would.
Right.
But then down at the bottom, there was a link that said something about, let me see what the headline of this article is. Human penises are getting bigger at a fast rate, but that might not be a good thing. And I thought, well, that might be a more interesting topic for the show than a big boa constrictor.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster of a sentence.
Yes. Yeah, so a study looking at penis sizes from 1942 to 2021. Who among us has studied the human penis?
One. Yeah, just one.
I know mine back in front, right.
Unless Nick's dad's here, it's all just one.
That the average erect penis length has increased significantly in the last 30 years, while placid penis lengths remained about the same. Mm. While this may sound like
good, or at least
neutral news, the lead researcher, this is the head penis studier.
If you will. Right. Who does the shaft?
Yeah. Says it could be caused by factors such as chemical exposure interacting with our hormones.
There are some pluses to chemical exposure.
Meta-analysis looked at penis length studies from the last 8 decades. So they've been studying penises for a long time.
Yep.
Oh, big sample size here, too. 55,761 males all over the world. Studies were also included if the measurement was carried out by an investigator, excluding any that relied on self-reported data.
You can't do that.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the part that caught me here.
From the taint, man.
Because we've always asked this question. They also included studies that measured penises from the root.
The top, yeah, the
which
top.
Which is called the pubopenile junction.
Yep.
I learned that for the first time looking at this article.
What's your function?
Of the penis to the
pubopenile junction.
Of the glands, the meatus, on
the
dorsal
surface.
It's
the top. The bottom comes out of your belly there, basically.
Your
pelvis, actually. It comes out of your belly, get that checked.
Right? Or as we've called it, Topeka.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's a taint. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, the sample was sort of skewed by them saying, hey, we'd love to measure your penis. And all the people that are like, yeah, please do.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Are like, you know, they're the ones more willing to, but the people that are so ashamed are like, no thanks, I'll pass.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right there.
You're right.
Take that into account.
Affect the sample size.
Right.
If they paid enough, you know, even little dink guys showed up, you know, whatever. I don't care, you know.
Or there were enough of them at some point that made the
did all the Asian
the
guys showed up
generation. You know?
Well, maybe it was before the internet where everyone was seeing so many penises where it's like, I don't measure up to that fella.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And wild. No increase or decrease.
If you say out of measure up to that fella, you're looking at way too many penises, by the way, if you say it that way. If you say that fella, that means you're probably looking at way too many penises.
No chimney sweep.
Our decrease was found in flaccid or stretched penis length.
Mm.
I don't know who stretches their penis.
You do with your kid, maybe.
Maybe. Well, for study purposes, apparently, the penis studier guys. Like
all the name of science.
Stretch your penis.
Yeah, when you discover it, you're playing with it all the rest of your life.
So no increase or decrease in the flaccid or stretched penis length, but they found a significant increase in erect length.
Mm. So what's the difference? Is it a
couple inches?
Well, let me.
why is chubbing it making it? Why is it bigger when it's chubbed now than compared to the 40s?
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get to that.
Pop tarts
in the study here.
That's probably it. Hopefully, it's pop tarts.
You ever put butter on one of those?
A penis or a pop tart?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all this processed food. People are fatter. Their dongs are bigger.
Erect
is adding size to everywhere.
Yeah, increased significantly over time, the erect length. In several regions of the world and across all age groups, the team wrote in the study, after adjusting for geographic region, subject age, subject population, erectile penile length increased 24% over the last 29 years.
24%?
Wow, that's a quarter.
So that went from an average of...
Hey, he's on that, man.
That's like a percent a year.
4.8 inches to 6 inches in just under 3 decades. That's the average. Erect length.
Do you think that leads to like generational attitudes where you're like, get out of my way, small dinked old man? Like,
well, that was a whole episode of Family Guy.
Rock and Roll's in charge now.
Yeah. You've said that a lot.
The episode of Family Guy where Peter finds out Chris is packing more than him, and it just
the other way around, though. You're right. Chris
just ruins him.
He's bummed out.
His son has got more than he does.
But you want your kids to have a better life than you.
Yeah, that's true.
I may not be able to buy a house, but guess what?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, they were motivated to do this study to compare penis sizes over time because of the changes to men's reproductive health in recent years, such as declining sperm count.
Mm.
Given the trends we've seen in other measures of men's reproductive health, we thought there could be a decline in penile length due to the same environmental exposures, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually environmental exposures makes everything worse for people.
Yeah.
Now the sperm has further to travel.
Yeah. Good
Maybe
point.
It's more tired.
Yeah. Believes the increase could be.
I can
be...
see that. Extra inch to go, you're tired, man. Mm-hmm.
Number of factors.
10 years ago, we were already there.
Right. Chemical exposure like pesticides, hygiene products. So maybe that, the pubes be gone.
I don't think that's anything to do with it.
Things like that. Interacting with our hormonal systems.
But the ruler was getting stuck in the bush.
Endocrine disrupting chemicals.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
There are many exist in our environment and what we eat in our diet.
Sure.
As we change our body's constitution, that affects our hormonal milieu. Chemical exposure has also
Migu,
been...
Migu?
M-I-L-L-E-U, Milu.
Oh, I thought you said Migu. Yeah. All right. Migu, too.
they say anything...
Holy Friday.
They say anything about girth? Or are things just getting much longer? Like, we're getting just long, stretched out because they're stretching now?
Yeah.
Or getting, long,
bunch of pencil dinks.
Yeah, right?
That's a good point, man.
Yeah.
Girth's more important. Women love the girth.
They don't address that. So clearly it needs more study.
I'm just assuming it's all the microplastics that we always hear about, and that's just where they happen to just be bunching up.
It's going straight to the dong.
The chemical exposure has also been posited as a cause for boys and girls going into puberty early, which can affect genital development.
Huh.
So there's evidently a connection there.
Our vagina's getting bigger.
We have not.
So I want to know.
I'll have to look up a vagina study.
Do that. All right.
Team noted other factors such as techniques for measuring length, temperature, and arousal state of the participant could affect the results. However, they believe that it warrants further study. So we got to look more into this. Given
our doc will get a hold of us next week, by the way, and send us a big long email about his junk.
I wonder if it's more tugging.
That's a good point.
there's more porn everywhere. It's right. more accessible.
I'm thinking that too. Right. If you ever make jokes around, I remember my buds and I would make jokes about, you know, masturbating a lot around my, you know, once we became grown men and hanging out with like our dads golfing and stuff like that. I remember some of those dads would say, they couldn't believe they would make it like you guys all the time. Yeah, all the time. So I think that's
not
part
when
of
we're
it.
Golfing.
I think it's yeah.
For
I
them,
think,
it was just something they did on their birthday or what?
Well, I don't think
it was a little treat every now and again.
I'm not saying they didn't do it. I just didn't think they did it as much as every person my generation did. You know, at least my buds.
I think
Nick's onto something there.
I think it's so weird because we've centralized all of it now. Because like all the horniness is now on the internet. It used to be like on playing cards and like you know go to tire shops and pens.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. That's what my dad had to. You know, my grandfather that had to nudie playing cards, all that kind of stuff. Right.
And now you just go to the internet,
the calendar,
right.
yeah. the
and it's hardcore
calendar.
And it's hardcore stuff.
Yeah, and if you saw like a tire shop with like Playboys all around, like I remember seeing growing up, you'd be like, "What a weird place! That place is weird."
I know. I remember all the time because I'd stop at a few gas stations that where my dad knew the guys that worked there, and you were just around. And you're right; those offices always had nudie stuff hanging up. Mm-hmm. A lot of mechanics, I should say. And, yeah.
Yeah, you
I,
can't I know what you mean. Nowadays. You can't thumb through Twitter like two scrolls without seeing porn.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's just our account. Yeah, right. But yeah. I assume everybody else is the same.
I assume every time they thumb, there's porn on there like ours.
Yeah. I can assume.
Well, yeah, that's odd. Well, I follow all that stuff.
Wedge it in there all the time. Right. If you look at somebody who likes some of our other comments that get put up on Twitter, it's just a bot.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a chick with, I don't know, some, please click on my malware.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but is Chuck Todd's Twitter feed all porn?
If he's cool.
His burner account might be, but his work one's probably right, most right. like,
That's a good
Congress.
Point. I forgot about that. Our Twitter account is
this
porn.
Study here doesn't mention anything about porn. They seem to think it's chemicals.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going with the microplastics bunching up in the penis
what
theory.
What we eat and what's in our water.
I'm going with we're all masturbating more. I like what I think is happening.
Well, clearly it needs more study.
And if the microplastics are going to bunch up there, better the dong than like your forehead.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Look like Worf.
Yeah.
Worf. Yeah.
It's all just a ridge on your forehead.
I always wanted texture.
Well, if you see
your forehead.
Yeah. Oh, I'm picturing Worf now. Yeah. Too many microplastics.
The future is here.
They never told us that's how it happened.
Right. Right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.